In Libya, a hunt is underway for gunmen who killed the US ambassador to Libya in a fiery attack on the American consulate in the city of Benghazi. The attacks coincided with protests against a film which depicts the Islamic prophet Muhammad as a fool and philanderer. Officials at the scene told reporters it was too soon to conclude if the assault was the result of a rampaging mob or a deliberate plot by militants. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports.
Chaos reigned around the US consulate in Benghazi during a confrontation which exposed deep rifts over religious tolerance and freedom of speech, as well as a lethal power vacuum in Libya. Local militiamen employed to protect the US consulate fought a losing battle against gunmen amidst an angry mob. Reporters and witnesses on the scene say those protesting against a low-budget film which denigrates Islam and its prophet Muhammad were a mix of hardcore Islamists, tribesmen and local townspeople.
We have to have opportunity just to stop this film. Stopping the film is our hope.
But that's not all they achieved. An all-out assault killed the US ambassador Chris Stevens and three other US personnel.
Don't make our people angry, because they will kill, they will fight, they will do such a situation.
The protest was ostensibly over a film called Innocence of Muslims. Amongst other things, it shows Muhammad in a sex act.
Put your head between my thighs. Do you see this devil still?
The Associated Press reports the film's writer and director, Sam Basil, describes himself as an Israeli Jew living in the US. He says Islam is a cancer, and he produced the $5 million film with the help of 100 Jewish donors. Libya's ambassador to the UK, Ahmed Jibril, says an Islamist group called Ansar al-Sharia led the assault on the consulate.
From what we have heard, some people demonstrated yesterday in front of the consulate, and then they were joined by an Islamic notorious group called Ansar al-Sharia, and they took advantage of what was happening and they attacked the embassy.
However, that group's denied responsibility, and Libya's Deputy Interior Minister, Wanis al-Sharif, says gunmen loyal to the former dictator, Gaddafi, were responsible for the killings. The confusion over what occurred might be expected, but the minister also detailed a rescue operation in which commandos arrived at a farm, thought to be a safe house, which was obviously compromised. Once they arrived, they faced heavy shooting with heavy guns, RPGs and machine guns, which resulted in two deaths, he said. There were between 12 and 19 injuries on the American side. In a declaration that could embarrass the Obama administration, Wanis al-Sharif also blames the US consulate for failing to take the necessary security measures to cope with the protest. We're surprised that they did not take any security measures or evacuate their staff, knowing that there were people outside shouting and shooting, he says. Libyan officials say several Libyan guards were also killed during the assault, and the government will ensure those responsible are brought to justice.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.